I am going to explain a process that being from Catalonia and then right now at the global level, different people, different movements are working, trying to build alternatives to the current capitalist system, and mainly to build these alternatives in a self-management process. We see that the experience that there are many small autonomous self-management initiatives everywhere around the world. People that don't collaborate with the state, it's not funded by private foundations or whatever, they self-manage, like you do here, for example, in Embrox. But when we try to network and we try to build something bigger, so not just to have a smaller systems in many places, but we try to build knowledge systems different than the capitalism to connect each other, to build a more broad autonomy, to not need anything from the capitalism or from the current states, then it becomes much more difficult to build that from self-management. So the experience that we have been working in since many years ago is trying to get the way how to build traditional process, getting ways how to fund ourselves in the way how to build bigger autonomous self-managed structures. The first experience was just one action, no, that wasn't 10 years ago. One, it was not so different than other people do perhaps in other places, used to rob the banks and from that action to distribute the money to begin that kind of movements. But this kind of action, it can be successful, but not really a sustainable way itself. Just was useful to boost the beginning of the process. So then, since 2009-2010, was beginning a process in Catalonia with the Catalan Integral Cooperative, trying to build this sustainable way of building another society by self-management, connecting all the ways of our needs, from food, housing, education, health, energy, etc., trying to cover our needs. If the first time it was like some kind of hacking the banks, the second time for building that process, we did a design about how to hack the state, how to hack the tax system. So we created a platform and we invited the people to stop to work as a personal level and being taxed by the state, but contribute to the cooperative and contribute the taxes that they don't pay to the state, pay to the cooperative. And then the cooperative create a common fund, and with that common fund building that alternative process of other institutions. So this has been happening in Catalonia since 7 years ago, and at some point becomes some dimension, like a movement with a few thousand people, 700 of projects, or perhaps something more than 1,000 of projects in all that time, and together with that autonomy of many cooperatives, many initiatives, a lot of people working for the commons, like 40, 50 people, decided by the assembly of the process to be working and supporting all the movement. You know, this has been happening with the Cooperative Integral Catalana. But still, this was like the regional dimension and its main. Right now, the Cooperative Integral Catalana is in a process of building the cooperative from the first one, so decentralizing more and being more localized and autonomous and coordinated in a confederal way. So 3 years ago, it was in another process with the same idea, with the same vision, that we call Integral Revolution, but trying to build a process of self-management and getting enough resources for building it at the global level. And this was the process that we did with FIPO. So if in the first action was hacking the banks, and the second was hacking the state, in the third one, it's been hacking the money markets. So one FIPO was designed, choosing a digital currency, a decentralized currency, Filecoin, as a way, as a transition tool for building that ecosystem at the global level that can be useful for support the building of autonomy, the building of self-management in many places of the world. Creating networking, learning one of the others, and then building together and not isolate anymore. That vision for making real and more important around the world. So, because we discovered that powerful technological tool and monetary tool that is Bitcoin and all the similar coins that come later, we was thinking how to use that in the benefit of the self-management of the alternative economy and not in the benefit of decentralized capitalism that is around Bitcoin. So we chose Filecoin for doing that. We was accumulating many of the Filecoins that was already created. We didn't create Filecoin, we just adopted it, and the initial developers abandoned it. So we was taking as many coins as we was able, and be prepared for creating FIPO, and then use the growing of value that Filecoin is going to have. And this is because of the difference of a credit currency. When they are more useful of the currency, it's not created more coins, but the way how to cover the demand is raise the value. No, because the number of coins is limited by the software, by the mathematics. So there are no transits in a central part that can create more coins. So the solution for that is to be decentralized, and nobody can create more coins. And this has a consequence that is the value who grows in this process. So we know that this for itself is not a model of currency that is going to create equality inside the system, but can be used in a way that can bring that equality somewhere else that is around the world. Can empower the social movements, the grassroots movements, to have the capacity to be self-organized around the world and build another system together. So that is the way that we are working. In these 3 years, we have been improving the technology to make it cooperative and not competitive, like is Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, etc. They are all basically competition between computers to get the next blocks. So in the case of Filecoin, it's cooperation, full cooperation. So everyone gets the same number of blocks, and this is distributed in an equal way. And at the economic level, because for creating a real adoption of people being able to use it and extend their usability, we decided that we are going not to trust the market for putting price, but we are going to make a global assembly, a global process, to decide together which is the price that we want to give to our currency. So it's a genuine way of self-management to be able to value the currency itself in a political process and not in the market. We have been doing that. When the network is ready, when the ecosystem is ready for a growth, we might the value go up related euro on the official currencies, and with that, all the cooperative, all the movements who are joining it, see how the savings grow in value related the official system. No, that is because it's a way of having, because usually the powerful money markets attack the weak economies, and they get the resources with the inflation and things like that. So for centuries, people have lost a lot of ownership, a lot of resources, a lot of capital, because of the control that the people more powerful of the world do on the money. With Filecoin, we are like revenging on that, let's say, and we are recovering value. to be used for the common, for the vision of another society based in cooperation and self-management. So this is in the way that we are building it, and on that time also has been created different ways how to make more useful for payments, for also supporting local currencies. Still, we have not been collaborating with Kenya, but we want to do in the future. But there are already people in many different countries, more than 30 countries, that they combine their local currencies, their local mutual credits, their local communities, their autonomous initiatives, with being part of that process, with their full autonomy at the same time supporting to people. And also has been created some other tools for building that autonomous economy. For example, learning from the experience of the Integral Cooperative has been built Freedom Co. Freedom Co, like the Integral Cooperative, built a platform for anyone self-employed to invoice themselves and stop to pay taxes to the state and pay a fee basically their incomes to the common fund, and with that is distributed money to the local nodes. That is the way how the movement is organized at the local level. No? Here in Greece, there are different local nodes. There are here people that is from the local node of Athens. There are the Heraklion in Thessaloniki, and like this, there are in many other places in the world. So we try to build at the same time the global self-management and also support the local one that basically help to connect people that is building this kind of alternative from one country, from one region to others. So the local nodes are these connectors that facilitate the local movements that otherwise will have not know about each other or will not know how to be communicated together. So facilitate this communication to happen and create collaborations. For example, just currently there are a collaboration between the local node of Guatemala and the local node in Athens and other network of local nodes that can be supporting too, to make a campaign for getting cooperative fair trade coffee from Guatemala at the same time with that coffee support that is a big campaign for the tax of coffee in Greece. Because as you know, the memorandum this year came with more taxes on the coffee. The coffee is at the same time an important tool for the social and trade economy, so these taxes affect directly the social trade economy in Greece. So we are working with this kind of collaboration to find a situation and support this vegan coffee to come to Greece. So this is examples of grassroots collaboration is being created, and right now this is just the beginning. In fact, when FEDCOP was launched, as I said, we gathered an important part of all the 5 months, and the most important part of it was safe in what is called the fire funds. That fire funds are global funds of fire coins that are envisioned to be used in the future for supporting grassroots initiatives around the world, for supporting initiatives for the commons, for supporting technology for freedom in different ways. Right now, we can see that the value of after 2-3 years, the value of that fund is already about 1 million or 2 million of euros. And this is just the beginning of the way how we are creating value by this hacking. As more movements are going to join and are going to use it, we will be able to have more amount of money value recovered and being able to distribute in a way that without depending of foundations, of corporations, of estates, etc., we will be able to self-manage the building of the part of our alternatives that needs money, because there are many things that don't need money, like has been commented, but for getting medium of a chance, for getting machines for production, for many things we still need money, and perhaps for building a society without money, we need money. So that's the process for empowering ourselves and building a strong relations for really not just fighting and surviving the capitalism at the local level, but have a plan to empower ourselves at the local, regional, and global level to fight the capitalism with some of the tools, but especially for with our tools that are cooperation, solidarity, mutual aid, etc. I let here the introduction, and also we can add some questions or perhaps something else related, Caroline, or what the projects have in common, or what you do or you want.
So, if I understood correctly, what you try to do is take a point which was already in the free market, take it out from the market, and control it somehow. But in this process, you are like buying this coin to someone else who's probably speculating with this money. So, somehow you are making risks to speculators.
No, they don't need us for being rich.
Sorry?
They don't need us for us.
Okay, yeah, but you are contributing to this somehow. And still you have not achieved this objective because there is a part of the coin which is already in the free market. And right now what's happening with free coin is like someone holds a lot of coins and prices high, so you cannot sell it at low price because then there is a big difference. It would be a way of getting free coins. If you buy it in the cooperative and you sell it in the free market, then you can make money off profit. So you stop selling the money. So the question is, if you would go back in time, would you choose a different strategy like creating a new coin? It's not in the free market from the beginning, or do the same as if taking an existing coin and buying it.
No, the strategy is working very well in that sense. That the first 2 years has been more difficult, but right now. So the problem that we have is problem related with being successful, no? It's not a problem of lack of success. So it's just how to manage that interest. There are about 80% of the coins that are in hands of people of the moment. 80-85%. Sometimes difficult to say because still people share the value. Sometimes perhaps they sell because they have needs to cover, they need to. Or they already raised some money for making the project and they need to sell or something like that. But between 80-90%, it's in hands of people sharing the business.
Is 10 or 15% of coins which are in the market, they can affect the project in a way that right now you cannot sell money?
No, we can. The problem is that we don't want to. What we need to discuss. So the main problem is that we are an assembly process, so there are not one person taking the decision. When there are a new situation, we need to discuss and we need to make a process to take the decision. The market not wait for us. They just trade, no? So if happens something new, we need to see how to manage that and how to avoid speculators to attack our system, so we can just stop selling on the website. And when we prepare for taking a decision, that's not any problem. Also, we have reputation, trusted relations, so if someone needs to buy and we know that it's in the movement, we can't get away how to do it. So, it's just that we need our time to see how to manage this situation. And also, the point is that still, because the interest on the market in a currency can be very variable and go up and down, etc. And otherwise, we want to be sure that when we decide to put the price up, there are really a long-term situation, a long-term interest that makes sure that it's a good decision to put the price up. So we need to analyze how the real movement is growing and not to be depending on the interest of the markets. So that's why sometimes the decision can be difficult or more slow, but that's not a real problem. It's just a question of the moment. For example, we know right now, because we have the experience, that we manage well, or we can manage quite well, a situation where the official price is quite bigger than the price of the market. Because then we sustain the price for the merchants, for the cooperative, for part of the process. If there are enough people supporting this official pricing ecosystem, it works, and we have been working for 2 years like that. Right now we are in a new situation that is, the price is going bigger in the market than the official price. And this creates the risk that speculators try to buy from us for then selling in the market and make profit. That is what we want to avoid. So that's why we stop, and we are looking how to create a reputation system for letting only the people who is part of the movement to buy at this price and not the speculators. So then, if we manage to do that, then we can cover well.
How do you imagine doing that?
Well, for example, people, once they get the form that they want to buy coins, they can say if they are involved in any project, if they know anyone. So how they knew about Filecoin, and then we can ask if that is true or it's not true, or if these people are trusted. So, or it's part of a shop that is accepting Filecoin, so it's doing any contribution or not. And so we can ask some questions, and based on that, know if this person is reputable.
My next question is, who is we?
Filecoin.
Okay, but how is this translated, you know?
FICOP is an open cooperative movement that works by global assembly. There are many working groups and also different assemblies, because also we try to decentralize a lot of things. So there are a general assembly, an assembly of local nodes, an assembly of Freedom Co., sometimes extraordinary assembly about Filecoin. So there are many assemblies, and then there are many groups of discussion and small decisions of many users. And all that groups are open. Anyone can join and be part of the decision process. We take decision by consensus. Discussing and trying to make an agreement that everyone can live with it, or can be fine with it.
And that, how long can that go? Because you said that the market is going fast, and then because of the assembly system, things get slower, which I understand. But if you also with consensus, that you slow things even more, and then
well, one in a political process, really many people share the same goals, and want it to work. People have an attitude in the decision process that might possible to take consensus. This also in the Catalan Internet Operative, in this case physical, it has been working quite good for a lot of time. Also with many people. In the online, it has some good things and some more difficult. One of the good is that the things are not so personal, in the sense that people don't fight so much each other like happen in person more easily. But still there are a dimension that we can take all decisions, important decisions by consensus. Ever there are the question that if in the assembly more than 50 people talking, there are 200 at some point, or 1,000, perhaps this way is not going to work, and we will need to make more complex methodologies for taking decisions. So we need to learn in the process what is needed. But still, we are not in that moment, so the way how we are doing it works.
So you have digital assemblies that people are talking for, and there are like representatives from each one group. Because if I understand, It is mainly like a network of groups.
There are individuals and groups. People can be from a cooperative, or people can be just from a local node that has been like a local FICOM node. Or people can be trying to create a local node, but it still remains rigid. But anyway, on the assembly, it's open. In the way we try to avoid as much as we can any bureaucracy, because bureaucracy is centralization, is give power to few, and this creates another problems. So then, if we don't need to put any rule, we don't put it. It means when it's assembly, someone can say, I am talking from a cooperative, I am talking from a local node, I am talking as an individual, it's free to do that, but we don't look for representation.
What is the I'm spending about what's the idea about Bitcoin? What can you say about Bitcoin?
Well, as I said, Bitcoin was the first coin with a very innovative and important technology that is changing society in many ways. But as a Bitcoin tool, the culture of the people that has been keeping and getting more strong with Bitcoin, it's a individualist capitalist culture. So it's a very important innovation, but with a values or culture that not bring anything good or interesting. So that's why the technology is open source, so we take over the technology and try to build something with a collective, with really a practice, a culture that can bring common good for the world.
So the difference between Bitcoin and Freecoin is the culture?
And from the culture, we are building a concrete change in the technology, or concrete change in the economy. So we are building many change, but in that first difference. As I said, the technology we have created a new blockchain system that is hosting cooperation. Just the different nodes do rotation, and everyone have their turn, one day get the next block. So then there are not any files, but just collaboration, and everyone have their turn. Like if we are turning our voices for speaking, it's the same process. It's very simple. But simple things, better to, if they work, it still is better because everyone can understand it. At the economic level, I already said, we are cooperating for bringing stability to the participants and for avoiding everyone to have personal loss. So we don't want price to go up and to go down, but just to be stable and want the time arrive to go up, because this is the way how we do that collective hacking. So if at some point we was so bad that we need to go down, it's because we fail really in the strategy. But the general strategy is to go up, to be stable. So this means if a producer or a merchant or a user is accepting finance, he or she will know that if not need to spend right now, if need to spend, can spend. But if need to charge, can to charge to euros. But if they can to keep it, this will help them because they can get also savings at some point for improving their activity.
Okay, so you're not talking about the free coin, you're talking about the coin that's controlled by the community, globally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the basic difference from Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin there are not one community. Bitcoin there are many different interests fighting each other. This is like happening in the capitalist world, happening in the Bitcoin world.
This is not working.
Then
proof of cooperation.
It's going to be launched next Tuesday.
Okay, so you have been on proof of stake until now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are like working the project, the blockchain.
Creating a new blockchain and moving everything to the blockchain.
So I come back to my original question. Why not to create a new one?
Because adopting a new coin will be really complicated to make a fair distribution since the beginning. Especially if you, as you said before, if you come back 3 years ago and you try to make a distribution before you have a network. So you cannot make any file distribution if you have not still a network. You use the Filecoin, the tool for building the network. And then at some point you see that you have a network and a distribution could be failed, but it cannot be the other way because it was not the network. And right now, it will be very problematic to try to create a new one, and anyway will be the same problem. If a strong network is linked to cooperative, social, with different movements, create a decentralized currency, because it's decentralized, from the first day, speculators can begin to buy it. And because it's just the first day, still there are not, the movement is not holding many of the coins, so really they could attack just by buying from the beginning as many times as they have. And there are people with a lot of money that they can do it. No? So the way how we did to be silent and accumulating a lot of coins was a more secure way for getting the goal that we wanted to have. Because we was outside of the radar of the speculators getting coins. Still these 2 years, most of the speculators didn't realize it about the coin, so we have been quite comfortable building the ecosystem.
Can I ask you, because I don't feel that I wouldn't use myself, you know, like as an example. I don't know at all about Bitcoin. And many people in here, they don't know also. And I find, you know, like because most of the talk that we did, I find it very interesting according to the values. Like I trust the revolutionary values, I trust that this can be a project of a movement. So let's take example, for example, let's take the assembly of Embrós. Like for example, this building. How we can participate in this thing? Like give me like a practical method, like a practical example. Like here, there are some people here from the assembly of Embrós. Let's take this as an example, you know, like how this can work with Embrós, how it will look like technically and practically, you know, like what a community, like a group or like an occupied theater like Embrós can do to participate in this network that we build. Imagine that I don't know what it is Bitcoin anyway.
Yeah. So as in other currencies, in local currencies, a first way is to begin to accept Filecoin here in Embrós. So to facilitate that people that take a beer here or where there are some economy in the place, people can come here and use Filecoin here. Then it means also to be visible in the network, so more people that is using Filecoin knows about Embrós and they come here and might their respect. At the same time, then there are the building of a movement, there are a local node, they have their assemblies try to coordinate different collectives that are interested in the process. So it's been part of building that alternative economy at the local level, and at the same time connect at the global level. Because there are other projects similar than Embrós in other countries, in other cities, in other continents, that are interested to be in touch and for example create a cultural sector on the ecosystem and share the problematics together and build solutions together in that sense. This can be related also sometimes if it's needed receive donations or any kind of related support at the level of funding, this can be also built like in other crises. So there are many different ways.
Speakers this week, for example. Mm-hmm.
Speakers, so the beer, the company that sent beer, but are the left platform, or one of them.
You have seen the directory. There are directory of places called set-python. There are about 50 entrants in the directory in Greece. So it's already something, but it can grow a lot more. Taking account that we have been developing and building network, but progressively will be more easy to use it at the user level. Because, for example, now we have cars that for people that have not a smartphone might be easier to use in a physical place, but still not all the smartphones work with the cars, and we are building for making all the smartphones to work with them. So it's and also the computers, etc., to make more accessible. So these things is a step by step. But as Python can be easily changeable with Euro, this means that it's not difficult if you have Python and you want to use it, especially if you come with freelance professionals that have relation with space to say, hey, do you know Python? We can pay you for doing that service or in Python, and if they know a bit, it's not difficult that they accept. So it's important to be spreading the word and be making connections in this process.
The origin of this, like who, why, and where?
The origin of FICO?
Yeah.
It was first a proposal that I did to different movements, from the movement was people joining, different collective, and from there it was the promoter group and the initial group of people that launched FICO. Since then, has been expanding, and also right now, 2 weeks ago, was launched another initiative where FICO is one of the co-founders, but is also joining more diversity of movements, that is Bank of the Commons. And Bank of the Commons is a project for bringing an alternative banking system to the world. Connecting rural movements, cooperative, different groups that have technical financial tools. So to bring to all the movements capacities for doing their activity without the control of the normal banks, and having facilities for receiving donations or for doing transfer to each other. Combining FICO, of course, but also with official currencies. So also facilitating to make the bridge and facilitating the people that is using euros more easily to use FICO too.
So what is the goal of all this? To build an autonomous economy?
To build an autonomous economy that at some point can be big enough to be a broad alternative way of life, fighting the current system in the practical. So might really possible that when someone wants to be in another system, don't want to be in the capitalism anymore, really can do that. So to make more easy the step to go from a personal feeling to the decision, to the action, that anyone can join. Because finally, with all the movements, we want to facilitate more and more to create cooperatives that are part of the network. Like they are also doing in Kenya, new projects are created because all the communities supporting the project. When there are a strong community supporting the creation of new initiatives, then really they happen, and they happen faster, and they happen more. So we need to be stronger in many ways, from the level of community, at the level of money, at the level of different technological tools, for making more and more possible to self-organize our work and so self-organize our life.
Yes, but I see a big difference between this project and this project, because this project begins from a small community to another community, besides another one. This project, it begins like a maximum project, a central that expands all over. So to be maybe global sometime. So I can't see how this effort could prevent decentralization, at least on the decision making, and how can it prevent the speculators, etc. So, you know, I'm a bit afraid of what I'm hearing because I can't translate it practically. The question, the Tasso's question, is my question also. How this is this translated on small, you know,
small ecology.
See, the small level, as I said at the beginning, exists everywhere. There are so many local initiatives that share similar vision, similar values, similar actions.
Yeah,
so,
but you begin not from the bottom.
No, we begin from the bottom, but to go escalating. I was funding this kind of initiative 12 years ago.
No, I hear that we're hacking the system. We gain some capital, and then we try to make it.
Yeah, but this is not. This is not.
This
is
not
what
from
we
the
are
bottom,
doing.
Okay.
But this not come from nothing. This comes from a process that comes from the gradual level. And beginning that all that process is just individual, small collective, etc. That are committed to be outside of the system since many years ago. So are trying to together to build solutions for making more stronger themselves and together with the similar movements. Because one of my question is that if we not escalate at the level of coordination of different movements, we are not able to fight. We are not able to be stronger. So we need to do that. And just because it's so important, that community, that local level, we designed the concept of the local nodes. The local nodes not pretend to be like an alternative themselves or to be a community themselves. Just very, very simple to be connected, to facilitate, to spread the word, to facilitate the communication, and support the own autonomy of the movements to connect in the level that they want to be connected and to collaborate in the level that they want to collaborate. So then this gradual level, this small projects, they at some point, some of them, many of them decide by their own that they want to be connected to that ecosystem, they want to interact with it, and when they take the decision, then there are people that already have experience and facilitate, answer their questions. People have many questions, the people who are supporting answer the questions, help them to see how all that tools, all that ecosystem can be useful for their needs, for their short-term needs, for their visions. There are people that come with very practical needs, and there are people that come with very ideological needs. And all of them fits together in different ways.
So, to try to understand, so you describe FairCode as a network that works with FairCoin.
FairCoin is the tool that FairCoin has chosen and is making to work for sustaining economically the process of building that network and the process of building that alternative system. So it's a tool for building it, but it's not identity at the so political level. It means it can be groups that FairCoin is not important, or they are not especially interested in FireCoin, but they are interested in the movement, in the values, in the general revolution, in many other things, and they focus on that. So it's quite flexible in this sense.
And this things you described in a fair coup, like this, like you work in a cooperative that like take part in a bigger network. It's like it's a network of cooperatives.
Yes, that too. It's an open cooperative movement that at the same time includes a network of many cooperatives or collectives or initiatives that are sharing that vision, no? that are being themselves part of this open cooperative movement. It's because the network is one level, but we are trying to build systemic. So we talk about the ecosystem, but this means if you are a network, you are communicating with each other. That's good, that's important, you might mutualize. But perhaps for being a network, it's not enough for have all what you need for being autonomous and find the system. So then we go another level, that is build systems, build ecosystems. So try to build all the parts of the autonomy for making possible the choice to be outside of the system and be part of another society and they make them stronger. So that's the ecosystemic construction.
Autonomous.
But here, for example, we are not cooperative.
But we don't, when we say cooperative, we don't say cooperative in the traditional way. We say cooperative because we work with economy and we work in a participatory way, and in an equal way. So that's why we say cooperative, but not means that it's a legal cooperative.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But even as an illegal cooperative, like here we are not a cooperative, like we don't have, nobody's get paid.
You are a cooperative.
No, we operate. No, cooperative means that we get paid.
No, it could be other things.
We are like a communist community, that's not what it means. We are not even a colony. Actually.
There are a process of distribution of value that can go to individuals, that can go to collective, or can go to other cooperative, or can go to buildings or whatever. Because we are acting, understanding that the economy is a key issue to self-manage, to empower ourselves, for facilitating them building many others, especially when we talk at the global level, but we cannot do so much perhaps at the level, for example, of health or human relations, or things that needs to be very local. But at this global level, the economy is an important issue. So that's why you could say also that it's a political movement.
Sure.
And the values like the integral revolution or the commons, etc., are important in that sense. But because we are, it's a more very practical of building the tools. Then the practical level is quite connected to economy. So because it's connected to economy, we tell that it's cooperative.
Can you understand, can you explain us about the economical factors? You know, because I don't understand, you know, economy very well. So, I hear now that there is a capital of 2 million euros, something like that.
In finance, yes.
Okay. And so this is hacked from the banks.
No, this is the value that is. So we have created a value that this means that the markets are valuing these coins with this value translated in official currency.
So, okay.
This means that can we have a real use that we can use it for expanding in things that have that value in the system.
How this is this capital grows? Which are the ways of growing this economy, and which is the relation with the national currencies and the relation with the capitalistic economy? You know, how can you be autonomous exchanging the capitalist system? I don't understand this very well. Can you help me understand this?
The most important when we talk about autonomy, it's the political level and the independence of the economy. It means that there are no one external that have control, have power, related to what you do. And that's the main difference. If someone, for example, is granted by the European Union, or is granted by private foundations, they for sure they are not autonomous. So when we talk about autonomy, mainly we talk about this level. We are independent, we are political movement, radical movement, building alternative. Then at the economical level, the main translation is that the source of income, the source of sustainability, not depends of organized groups of people outside, like European Union or private companies or foundations that wants to have a say on that. It can be related with people that is able to pay money for that coin, but this is not any organized group, so they have not any power on us. They just by the individual decisions, they are able to buy this currency, but they have not any power on us. So this is how the possibility to sell that coins to third parties and being autonomous is combined.
Practically, you said before that we can sell beer, but someone can buy it with fair coin, okay? But the seller that we buy beers from a seller that pays them on national currency. So how is this working? We have to persuade the seller to buy fair coin. How is this working? I can't understand. You know.
For example,
the company, the beer company.
Yes, you have to find a cooperative that makes beer
okay.
For you.
Yes, or one suggestion would be that okay, people are buying the beer with the fair coins, but then you would have fair coins, you could buy, for instance, tea or something else from something that does accept. So
okay.
Part of your expenses
to make
would be covered. Yes, would be covered.
Yeah, because for example, still if you are accepting fair coins, many people will still use euros for buying here because they still not use fair coin. So then, with the euros, you can pay the providers who work with euros, but you can get other providers that accept Filecoin, and then you can pay to them with the Filecoin.
Complicated, yeah.
No, it's not complicated.
And also, there is no coin, you have to make it with a telephone.
With a telephone or with a computer? Like you do a transaction in internet with a pure bank.
So if we have 1,000 people here trying to buy beer, it would take us like weeks to sell them.
No. This you can do with they can do with a mobile phone directly to have a QR. The QR is published in the wall, and they get the QR from the wall and they pay. It's very fast. And if they have no phone and here there can be a computer or a smartphone that connects to a reader of NFC, then the people with a card that they have no any phone, they can also use it. So this is the way how we are facilitating.
Like the card includes a code that you write.
It's cool, like a standard chip that tag system that is like an ID, it's just an ID, that each card has a different ID, and then it's identified in the system of filings that the tool that uses this card.
It's hacking each index in this system.
The risk for users. If their computer is hacked, they could have problems too with their coins. For example, with Windows, that is more easy to hacker, you need to take care. But the centralized system itself, it's very strong and has not been ever hacked.
Okay.
Can you explain the car a little more? If you want to know.
The car? Yeah.
Where is it?
So, for example, this. For example, this tablet has NFC. It's near-field communication. It's technology that is for short-term communication between devices.
The bus.
Yeah. So, with the app, you put the price of the thing that is required, and you say you want to be paid, and then the user comes with the card, put the card close to the tablet, and then they communicate with each other, and then the payment is done. Just that. With what? Well, we are very connected.
And you were talking about project Guatemala, but the confidence levels about the project are being
Well, we have been trying to organize collective orders from police from Bakur, but at the moment it was not possible because they are living a some kind of local war, so they were not able to send products because they was attacked at the point, so we are trying to see if this can happen in the future. And then we are in communication together also with other movements for see how we can collaborate to cover, to basically their needs as activists, as a technicians, as a experts in different things, as a different technologies that we can provide for payments, for financial tools, etc., how we can help them in building their autonomous system. There are also Pablo here that can explain personal experience on that relation. But the political vision is very close. Both know each other because they are building autonomy without the state, like we do it in a different level because we are in places where there are states, and there are places where actually the state is not there. But more than that, we share a lot.
So, you are saying that what allowed, I mean, almost 80% of all of the...
Rojava have also some amount of that point, are part of that 80%. Yeah, we facilitate this exchange.
But it's something that you do.
Yes.
So you sell it, you buy. And that performs a buy.
Yes.
And, yes, but, okay, what happens if, for example, the price of when you buy what performs? For example, me, I want to be involved in performs, I want to buy performs. I have two possibilities, or I buy someone from the network, or I buy from outside, from the people who are trading and everything.
Or you also can offer a service and be paid with Fireman. So you don't need to buy it, but you can receive it.
And the thing is, the wallet, for example, they want to send their coins, they have to buy it. The network is a normal
coin. Or you can offer your work and be paid for it.
But that is it's important in the project that it's a big amount of money that is planned to use it to visit without paying tax and without giving money to the state.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure we don't pay tax.
Can you tell us about how is it growing or going down
the official race, meanwhile we were developing the ecosystem from May 2015 until May 2017 was stable. Then arrived the moment to buy it growth also for many reasons. So we take a fixed decision to move the price up on May. And then it was seen that was not enough. So in June we take another decision to put the price up again. We try not to do that more than one time at the month. So right now, officially, 1 euro is 10 firebrands. But as I said before, we have right now there are pressure on the market to have the price up than that because there are a lot of liquidity on the blockchain cryptocurrency wallet. So this might be difficult to keep this price. And we are going to discuss how to do if we create our reputation system for facilitating keep the same price or at some point we put up again, etc. Also, are happening many things at the real level. In the sense that FreedomCop is growing, the users are growing, has been created Bank of the Commons, so these are some important tools that also use Filecoin. At the real level of what we are building, also there are reasons for making the price to go up, but the difficulty is to learn which should be and how we could, and when we should keep the same price. When the market is lower than the official price, then we manage with the collaboration of the people and the ecosystem that get the commitment, the people who come to buy at the official price. Then they help the liquidity. So that is how that cooperation happens at the economical level. Yeah. 53 million, and it's going, the exact amount is going to be fixed on Tuesday when it's with Bitcoin 2 will not be any new creation of coin. So it will be 53 million 200 something, 200,000 something. This means, for example, if there are, at some point, if there are 1 million persons in the world using Bitcoin, that as a middle, any of them would have only 53 coins. And if they use for real economy, perhaps this coin will need to have a value of 5 euros, for example, for covering part of their living. So the critical mass of people using it has a direct relation with the price, because as average is the price, more possible is for more people using it for their real life. No? So, it's a way how to make really useful for more and more people.
Maybe I have one question or clarification about the local nodes that you said before that they don't pretend to be the community. But they promote and they like the way you put it is like they like promote the building of community. We can see somehow like this or
promote the building of community and promote to connect with already existing communities. So connect with collectives that already exist and have an experience and can contribute with their experience at the same time. Can get the feeling of what it needs to be built at the local level and support this new initiative that could improve what already exists. And this can happen also with the support of funding coming from the funds of FIRE.
So it's like more about the representation, right? Like maybe they don't necessarily represent the community, but
it's a trust relation. So the important is that there are many things on the FedCop ecosystem that needs a presential relation, cannot be virtual, it needs to happen in the place. The people pushing the local node have the trust of the global movement to do that physical facilitation, that physical relation in the voice of the global movement.
The local node, what it is?
The local node is an assembly of people that meet periodically and take decisions also as assemblies by consensus. It can be people also that is from collective and also individuals trying to facilitate the participation of the local movements in the global FedCop ecosystem.
Wait, so the local node, you said local node?
Yes. It's important that the local nodes are autonomous in the process. They chose, because people get together for extending the ecosystem, but only in the practical way they can be very different organized from one place to the other, based in their local decisions and needs.
The local node is something like a lens.
No.
No.
Local node is an assembly, like a local collective, who connects the local initiative interested in the FedCop ecosystem with the global movement.
Oh, okay.
A system like RACE, for example, the Athens Integral Cooperative has one of these, and mutual credit. It can be connected. For example, there are people from the Athens Integral Cooperative who participate in the local node. Then it creates this practical connection and support itself. For example, the Athens Integral Cooperative uses mutual credit and is interested in a channel with other networks, for example, in Heraklion or in Thessaloniki, in other places that use another mutual credit currencies. What can do FedCop with that is to build the technology, to support the build of the technology for making more easy to exchange each other. That is the needs that exist at the local level. So, as pooling resources and technological capacities, developers, etc., together we can do things that each network alone could not do.
And what is the mutual credit?
Mutual credit is similar than the system that they use in the global economy, but usually in Europe, that mutual credit is not just credit for the small business like they do, but the credit in the mutual credit is for any user that join the network and have access to have negative balance or positive balance, like in a time bank. It's similar to time bank, but with goods and services. So it's a currency with. Usually it's 1 euro, one of the local currency, like TAM, here in Athens, that might possible to charge goods and services on all the people in the network.
How many people use this network in Greece?
The bigger one probably is in Polos. It has more. More time. Then there are perhaps 200 or 300 people. Then there are in Heraklion that they do street markets every month, and perhaps there are about 100 people. In TAM, perhaps 50 people or something like that. Here in Athens, there are the time bank, but there are many more people from St. Arno. And then also there are in Thessaloniki the Kino, that perhaps there are 100 to 200 people. So there are different.
Can you say a bit more? Okay, I know because we have talked together about the revolutionary plan on this project. Because people in Greece, I will generalize now, I'm sorry, but they tend to think that economy is not a revolutionary enough topic or enough thing to require time, let's say. So we still have this division between how we are very anarchist or whatever and we are very revolutionary, and this is not revolutionary. We I don't think it's the case. I know the limit of our movement here when we don't get to occupy with real issues like economy. So I just.
Yeah, this is not revolutionary enough. I'm going to use Europe to discuss.
Yes.
No,
we made
about 4.5 million damages to capitalism by smashing the last 3 years. It's not a small economic participation in the economy.
It's not about this, it's about
the damages. Damages is part of the economy. You know, some of the gates and the strikes, it's also part of the economy.
Damages is perfect for some.
Exactly. I mean, how can we as a movement be revolutionary also in the way we manage to earn our living finally, and how we can make an economic circle that is not profiting this system, but it's our enemy, right? So,
well, we have already started some things to do that, but so finally, what happened? If it's difficult to be outside of the system, personally it's difficult, only few people are going to do it. The ones that are, whatever, brave enough or fuck it enough or what, to be outside of the system. But for making a more mass movement, it needs to be more easy and more secure for not so special guys to do these steps. So we need to create a facility, we need to create a security. For example, the Catalan movement is, and some people already are on FICOP, are already discussing to create a parallel social security system. So to be sure that the people, when they are in their work situation, if they are in need, they are ill, they need support that they cannot produce, they will be supported as the state is supposed to do. So this is one of the key elements to build the political autonomy, and for sure this is very connected to the economy. You need to have capacity of production to create savings, to support the weeks or the emergencies or the needs that are on the women and the people that do that chosen. So you cannot disconnect the political and the economy. The economy might on the daily life strong and powerful for going beyond with the political practices and the execution of the ideas. So then when we are building all that economic autonomy, it's very connected to be able to facilitate all the political part that we can imagine that we can need in that process from building disobedient assemblies or political processes that are outside of the state until any kind of fight or strike, etc. If many times a strike cannot continue because of no economical power for giving cover the needs of the people that use the strike. And this has happened in the history many times. So, as a movement, we need to be stronger economically for being stronger politically. And we need both. Of course, if we are strong politically, we are going, this should also support to be more stronger economically, because we'll have more clear ideas, but just to be symmetrical. And I think that people from Rojava have this very clear, and they have a defense. In their case, it might sense they have a military defense, but they are building a strong effort to organize a cooperative movement and to organize their capacity of production in accordance with their ideas.
Can you say a bit about how our what we propose, let's say, as a system, is going to give to the movement the facilitation to take the initiative to do more illegal moves, as we were saying in last time? There are so much to take this legal,
Yes. At the practical level, when we fight with the system, they have two kind of ways to attack us. One is the prison way, to go to prison, and this one is the worst one, or one of the worst, but but they cannot do with many people. It's cost for the system itself to do that. So there are another one that is attack us economically with fees, with frozen bank accounts, with many things that are attacking us economically in many different ways. And this one, they can do as many as they can, or they want it. They can do it more massive. So at the moment that there's a disobedient movement, we learn how to protect ourselves from the economic attacks. We are more stronger in any disobedient fight. And this is related to use. So if persons are not in need to be half in the system, because they don't need to have a salary from a company, they don't need to have a personal ownership, or they don't need to have a bank account in their name, then that economic fees not affect them, because the government has not the way how to get money from them. Just doesn't matter. Especially if it's organized in a movement, not just an individual. So then, as more economic tools we create for that economic protection of the activists, more stronger are going to be the activists in their direct action.
Okay, so to understand, to do this, I mean, the cooperatives facilitate the basic needs. I mean, in Spain, that you have a little bit more like evolved this thing. You have like places to stay, you have farms to bring food, and people to pass around to give money as the economy to grow, and also you pay the workers in the squads.
We have in Spain there are many of those things.
Because you use the word in cooperative in a way that I cannot understand. Cooperative to produce what? I mean, I can imagine producing food, like farms, like producing clothes,
this,
and producing what service?
This can be too. So there are this kind of cooperative. But in Catalonia, there are the possibilities, there are many of those things, and there are that vision and some of that practice, but still, for making a step more, I have the feeling that it is needed more economical capacity. Because there are one problem on building at the practical level. This has happened a lot in Catalonia. When the economical resources are scarce, so for example, it can cover 40 people but not 15, and it's not sure that it can cover for a lot of time, then it's not, so there are a lot of tendency, a lot of trend internally to control each other, because people want to be efficient, people want to be sure that it works, and this kind of internal control perhaps is not so good with the values that we want to create, because we should be basically trust, and in respect of the diversity, some kind of more perhaps basic income vision. So if we trust the people to trust that everyone is going to do their better and do better in their possibilities and their needs, this could be better. So for being more ready in Catalonia, still there are capacity to create economic resources, and the Catalan General Cooperative creates some hundreds of thousands of euros of resources every year.
But
with that tax disobedience, mainly. And the membership related to that. So as it's more
like the people that work in the projects, like here, like for example, we work in the place and we pay taxes to the Integral Catalonia.
When we invoice someone, we have a client, we invoice a client, and not invoice personally, but we invoice as a cooperative. And this has a relation with what I said before. As we can invoice as a cooperative, then the person, we might invoice, so we might receive of payment for being paid by our client. And when we can do that as a cooperative, the person is aware of the of that relation and cannot be controlled by the state.
Producing what? By what?
Anything. Services, informatic, design, translator, food.
So everybody become workers in the world.
We have to inform them about the cooperative in the government that we have. What goods are existing already in their country?
Is what I was saying. There are many diverse things, but anyone is.
Then one.
Artists do you? Artists.
What the farmers asked before
it can about, be art, yes. About the
problem. Artists.
Yeah. Art.
Artists. Can artists yes. Go in this group and live with that?
But here we don't many artists are living.
Wait. Yes. But
it's very different.
But also, what do you have? There are. Okay, yeah. Let's share this information that is important. Already, in this cooperative that works in Catalonia, in this cooperative that is already running in the local level in Catalonia, there are, as I know, for sure, farmers, right? I know people that give services like, I know, psychotherapy, doctors, and stuff. So you can tell a bit more so that they can understand that there is a practical level of this cooperative working in the latest years.
Yeah, there are a network of groceries, let's say, that coordinate with the producers at the local level and exchange products along the all the region. And there are a network of professionals, so it's professionals that do their work in any very different professions, and they are hired as a cooperative, and they pay the fee to the cooperative. They are not recognized as a worker for the state. They are only recognized as a worker inside the cooperative. So they pay the fees to the cooperative, and this creates a common fund. And also, the cooperative do disobedience related to bad tax. So the taxes that are gathered by for the clients are then not paid to the state, but that are gathered inside to fund the work and the movement. So it's combination of both things, the fees of the members and the taxes obedience, who might have the funding of the cooperative.
Yes, so that was a good reason for the people to participate in this cooperative and say, okay, instead of buying beer from Amsterdam, let's make our own beer, and so on. So more people started to produce and being self-organized and self-sufficient in goods that we used to buy from capitalism. So this is a change. I mean, yes, it's not the radical change of, you know, I don't know, beer comes from, I don't know where.
And where they stay?
What is?
Where they stay? Like, where are they living?
All they...
There are a combination of many situations. There are communities, there are different kinds of co-housings, but also there are people living with their families, or with very small groups, so that there are combination of many.
Okay, usually it's all squat places or communal shared places, and usually many people try also to live out of the town, of the main town, which is Barcelona, because there it's easier to live around and come back to Barcelona with the train. But of course also there are people individually living in houses, squatting or rent. Everything, all these combined at the same time.
There are also housing cooperatives in which people make a collective purchase of a house and then purchase what means. They buy, and then they rent it, and the model is that you don't, it's called ownership by use. So the legal owner of the house is not you, it's the cooperative, but you can use it forever and for your children and as long as you need it. So. But you cannot sell it in the market.
Yeah, and also a parallel movement to that was when this thing started with the banks taking the houses of the people, they made a very nice trick. You want to share or I share?
Which one?
The one that, okay, the bank would take the house, of mine, I would say, or I rent to you, and so they cannot take it, but you stay there for free practically, because we are renting to you, we are all in the cooperative. So for some years, until they took the case, 5 years, no, I lived in a house like this, and they were living 5 years there, under this trick, let's say. So with this trick, people want to move.
But there's no need for a monetary system for doing that.
No, I mean...
I mean, what is the need of a monetary system?
There are different kinds of relations.
How is this radical, you know, in a way, to revolt to the revolution, etc., etc., to create a monetary system? Maybe to see the economy a little bit different from another monetary system would be more radical, I ask.
In the Federal Cooperative, ever has been said that the economy of giving, or communal economy, it's the more inspiring goal on how to manage economy, and many people have tendency to go to that. But also has been experimented that this works on the more small scale, on with people that use each other. So then, what happened with other levels, like the barter level or the alternative currency level, is that they work when you trust the ecosystem, but not necessarily you need to trust other person. So this might be possible to combine with bigger groups, bigger networks. So then the combination of communal economy and this alternative exchange economy combined together with different dimensions of. For example, in Rajava, they do communities of 50 people, 50 families, etc., and they not have money inside the communities. That is what you are suggesting, but they still use the money what they exchange with others outside of the community. So these different levels are combined. They not exclude each other, but support each other to build this level of personal and communal autonomy.
Is this project includes this notion of a final abolishment of money?
It could include the reduction of the need of money, but the abolition, it is still difficult to imagine because at the practical level in life, many people will relate that to lack of freedom. It's very difficult for example, imagine you want to perhaps you want to travel, and you want to go to Italy or to Africa or to other countries, and all the means of transport, we are still very far to self-manage the means of transport. So this means you will need to pay someone, and then you will need money for travel.
Yes, but the revolutionary way is to take in your hands the transport.
To add in your answer,
we have to start.
To add in your answer.
We are in the way, but it can also be extended a lot, but not needs to be 100% for being strong and produce a big change in the world. The currency is a useful creation, it's useful for as a way of exchange with between people that don't know each other or don't know enough for doing other ways of collaboration.
Yeah, and to add to your answer, I mean, there is a here and now, and there is a vision. I think we all share the same vision that we want the world, no money, freedom, blah, 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 blah. But until we arrive there, in the here and now, as we say, we need a medium state. So this is a proposal for a medium state.
Well, it's very Marxist for me.
It's a transition. It's a vision of transition, of building away from here until...
First of all, it's a transition, and so you can, I mean, already start to do the maximum of your self-organization and freedom of your community and whatever, while you are still using the ability to connect with the rest of the world, because we all know, I guess, that even if now we say yes, Athens, Greece, we are whatever, the rest of the world is not. And this is a phenomenological, economic reality. So this proposal is a way to still be able to connect and move around, first of all, and secondly, as I understand this fair coin thing, I mean, while we know that the energy has the vision to make all the economic exchanges online, so we cannot anymore have black, what they call black money, having a fair coin and an anonymous card is making you totally free against this. When they will try to oppose over you, okay, no black money, only online money, so we know whatever you do, then you say, okay, yes, and I have this anonymous card, and I also do whatever I want, and you don't know who I am and what I do, because we are a bunch of people that we decide between ourselves to do this. So this is a very important thing, because, okay, our vision is one thing, but the reality is another in terms of economic, political situation.
I need to understand something. The profit is that you can live, like she said, anonymous in a side of the system, or that you are creating and hacking part of the economy and you engulf that to the movement. So this is what I'm trying to understand all this time now. That selling a book that I own, that I haven't written, but I own it, a used book, and getting fair points for that. What is the main profit? The main profit is that I can get something like 2 fair points and buy a piece of bread, or that I take this transaction from the system. Is it both of them?
Both and more of them, because you can exchange and also you can save, and you can save with others, and you can have the capacity to collectivize ownerships that otherwise you will not be able to do. For example, if we talk about land, if we talk about cooperative housing, for example.
I will try to give you in a very, very short, you know, like a short, as much as short as possible, you know, like to give you an idea about how we do it here. So to make to give you an idea, to share an opinion from you, you know, like how we find this that we do here. Here we count our life into three different, the daily life into three different pieces. 8 hours work, 8 hours movement, 8 hours sleep. The 8 hours of work, we oblige the system to give us this work. And if we are unemployed, we fight for that. We fight against the system that doesn't give us work. Okay? So there is like a part into the class war. The 8 hours of the work, it is a part of the class war. Okay? The 8 hours of the movement, we don't get paid of that. It is like we have the existential experience of anarcho-communism here and now. 8 hours, we give it, we do imposters, making riots, working here in this, like this person is doing now, you know, like what we do, we go assembly from assembly, 3 different assemblies per week. We refuse to get paid from that, to have any kind of income. This that in capitalism we say free time, we call it anarchism. So in this way, we have the moral value to defend, you know, that we are not here for personal surviving. The personal surviving, it is the eight hours of the class work, of the work. And this brings us in contact with the normal society, you know, like even if we are unemployed, we announce ourselves as unemployed, not as different, some like alternative. Generally speaking, in Greece, we hate the terminology alternative. We don't search for alternatives, we search for revolution. So, 8 hours we're working, 8 hours we participate in the movement, in the social centers. In the social centers, because nobody gets paid, everybody is horizontal, and nobody feels that it's his own. We don't have this feeling of ownership of the social center of the movement, you know? We try to do this as much as possible. And it helps me sleep. This, I think, you know, produces an amount of power, of political power, that can be, how to say, can offer, you know, like the existential, like the personal level, the existential experience of your vision here and now, with the problems, the likes and dislikes. It builds a political power that I think it it is very big and very visionary, you know, like it can spread around the world very fast. Because to say that the people give your time for the for free time, you know, like liberate time.
That's less radical than our proposal. We don't propose 8 hours a day, we propose 24 hours a day. Living,
yes, but you become workers for
not depend, not depend on the system. You depend on the system. You have a bank account, you pay taxes, you have a shitty boss that
like your boss.
I don't.
But no, it's not like everybody because.
But
why do that?
The normal people right now is more and more getting unemployed.
Yes.
So then you are not going to feed them in the world because you still will be privileged if you have a
work. The model doesn't work.
In that sense. So right now the normal people is many of them looking how to survive with all the access to the world that was supposed to have in the past. And this is going to be more and more because of automatization and many other reasons. So then these kinds of strategies needs to evolve. This has been happening for 200 years. What happened in the world all that time? Has created some success like the anarcho-syndicalist movement in Spain, but this after has also failed after that. So right now the society is so different, and all the normal people have access to knowledge, have more capacity to understand all values, many of them, not all, but it's not so strange that we criticize the system or that to understand that the system not works or something like that, so they can have an understanding and they can be open to work in a different way. So that cooperative is not just cooperative for the activists, it can be tools and open for creating other ways of work and living for the normal people.
Yes, but even though this, for me, it seems like a solution for the 8 hours of the people working.
For the normal people.
Yes, and for the normal people. But mainly for the 8 hours of the people working. Not for the 8 hours of the people, but it's as long as you become a worker of the movement.
That can be. It can be combined. Mm. It can be combined. So we don't say that for if you are liberating your work, then you cannot be active in the streets. Of course you can combine.
Not in the streets, I don't mean in the streets, in the social centers.
In the social centers, etc.
It has to be something that we don't get paid.
Yeah,
if we start to get paid in the social centers, then we are just employed of the movement. We are not something different. It's like we work, like the workers that make a revolution to find themselves again working in the same factory.
He's not paying for what he does. I mean, we are not talking about
Yes, but how we can pay the taxes in the
class? The class war ended.
We don't pay the taxes, that's the plan.
But if we have to pay the taxes in the integral cooperative, I have to get paid to
the
taxes.
No, because this is why when you have big numbers, you cannot pay, you can avoid taxes, because...
Taxes from the state, yes. But to pay taxes for the movement, for the integral cooperative.
Γιατί αν εγώ σου πάρω μέσα 2.500 άστεγους σε αυτό, πέφτει αμέσως. Είναι αυτόματα σημειοχώνα η τέτοια. If you include in these people that they have no jobs or something like that, or something, or they're creating jobs that they are not visual, they cannot be seen from the system, this is how you avoid taxes. It's the same like, do you remember 2 years ago in...
Can we pay 2,500 unemployed people now to say what?
I can answer to you.
You have to say something.
Wait, I can answer to you.
And to whom?
With the phenomenology, what he means by taxes is what we already do in this place when something is broken and we pay money and
we fix it. It's the same thing.
What is a sale? What is a sale? We can sell our hair, our body, our voices, our everything. What is I say something? This is the first question.
Contribute to the commons.
Exactly. So yes, it's a contribution. It's not taxes to the movement. This is a very
yes, but this is a parallel economical system. It's a parallel economical system to the existing. To the existing. So this is no revolutionary way. This is a tool. Yes, I see it as a tool to empower the movement, so the movement can react and negate the existing system. But if you are in a parallel economical system and you are well in it, you forget about fighting the other one. And I don't think that the existence only of a parallel system is revolutionary.
And also, you know what I mean? The capitalism has
what about what Tasso said, about what Tasso said about fighting class war. I'm not in this. You know, I don't work 8 hours a day, and I don't I don't fight for getting a work. No, I don't care about.
Yeah, me also.
I work here, and I am a self-organized artist, and I get my payment from the movement. No, but I can't live from it. It's not enough for me to live, so I don't consider myself as liberating my work, but contributing in the movement at the movement. To fight the system, mm-hmm. You cannot do it when you are in another system parallel to that. So maybe you are okay, but there are many people that are not. So you can invite them, but the
interaction,
the collision, the conflict would be inevitable if this system grows so much that it becomes competitive to the main system, the conflict would be inevitable. But for this system to grow so much, it would be for 300 years, as we talked about the other way of
the other strategy.
Yeah.
About the way to think, I think we should be in this discussion. We have made a big mistake. I think we have concentrated economical way of thinking of practice, and we are not. Thinking about the other thing, the values. And I want to ask you, in this system, you are participating. The most important thing is the economy, or it's the relations, because you find out to begin to.
Develop
the human relations. Trust. You know the people who take your food. You trust them. In the supermarket, you don't know the people. You can live in the other house. You can exchange things. You can do things values who have lost in capitalism. That's the main project. I'm not a Marxist, I'm anarchist. And anarchists don't have the main thing in the main eye in the economy. We have all the issue in all the life. And the most important thing for me is this one. Why we concentrate in economical system and we don't say the other things who are very, 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 very important. This is the things we are losing here.
But we have started about it.
We have.
So Carolina and Mipos.
Yes, I have talked in Carolina, but I saw that we are concentrated again in these things, and we are losing the main street.
So, for example,
here in this society, capitalism it's not how won us because he has won us in a economical level. Yes, because in the relationships, we have broken the relationships, our values.
Νομίζω μπορεί κάποιος να προσταθιάσει.
I will translate what you say.
Ότι στο καπιταλισμό το πρόβλημα είναι...
The capitalism problem is...
Ότι στοχοποιούμε το τι πουλάμε και μας προσωποποιεί το τι πουλάμε.
We target on what we sell and this
identifies. Δηλαδή μας προσωποποιεί την ηθική μας.
Our moral becomes an identity of selling ourselves.
Ενώ ο ίδιος ο καπιταλισμός πουλάει το οτιδήποτε.
And in the same moment the capitalism sells everything.
Χωρίς φραγμό.
Without any obligation, like without any...
Όμως εμείς έχουμε το φραγμό μας.
But we have our own barrier.
Από το καθρέφτισμα του καπιταλισμού.
From the mirroring of capitalism ourselves.
Άρα η ανταλλαγή δεν έχει όριο.
The exchange has no limit.
Και δεν έχει ηθική.
But has no limit.
No moral.
No moral.
Γιατί το χρήμα και όλο αυτό έχει moral and immoral.
Whose money has a moral and immoral.
Με ποιο το κριτήριο υπάρχει morality and immorality.
And what is the criterion for what is moral and what is not.
Γιατί προσπαθούμε σε αυτό να είμαστε moral.
Why we try with money to be moral. Why we try like use money to be moral. Like it's the same thing like Rassier was saying, you know, like that money is a mechanism of inequality. So you cannot use a mechanism of inequality to produce equality. So we try to produce like relations of equality, so relations without money, and to expand relations of equality, because a relations of equality can expand to relations of equality. Relations of inequality, no, it's possible.
I find this theater to be very Marxist. It's not revolutionary. It has a staircase. So you should remove the stairs. And whoever wants to go to the last row, just jump or magically appear. But no, if I want to go to the last one, I have to go through all the steps one by one, until the last one. So it's not revolutionary.
The revolution is that the actor is not get paid. This is the revolution.
You see what I mean? If you want to go to there, we're not going to jump there. We don't fly. You have to use the stairs. You have to go to the next step. Not
step
to the
by
last
step.
Yes, okay. Next step.
The last step is never going to happen. You have to go one, two, three.
To be patient.
Like I can understand, you know, like I can understand your theory and your efforts, you know, like as like I can find beneficial, you know, your efforts into the networking, of course, the coordination, the try to bring together movements from all around the world. This I can find it, like it's very very beneficial and very very useful. Also, I can find beneficial the idea of the cooperative in the way, you know, like that we use here also, you know, like there are like small business. Like I show respect to Caroline because from the beginning she said that this is a network of business. And we try to make, like there are people with small business that they try to connect each other, you know. But this that we call in Europe the movement, until now at least, you know, like it is not business. Like Darren and Bros and all the other squads around Greece and the social centers, the small businesses and the network, the College of Economy, even parallel economy. This seems like it would change completely the... For example, like the state made an offer to Embros last week to give Embros to this assembly for 100 euro per month rent.
With lights and water.
And we refused it. We say no.
But it was the system.
It finds us interesting.
Not a cooperative.
But because we have to turn ourselves into a cooperative.
We could say that we will pay no
paracord. Yes, we could say that. Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to have any relationship
with accept
with the system.
But this,
we hate the system.
This would make like the revolutionary relations of the working the revolutionary relations would collapse completely because suddenly we would be employees of Embros. Understand?
Look, I mean, sorry, I'm monopolizing the last thing I said, but just everything that exists because it's needed. The state exists because it's needed. It's necessary.
No.
Is necessary. Golden Dawn is filling a void. Is doing a function in society that nobody else is doing.
Not for everybody.
That's why they exist.
It's needed, but not for everybody. Can I be an exception?
For society, for the specific economy.
I try all my life.
If we make the state unnecessary, it will collapse by itself. We don't need to fight the state. We don't need to hate the state. Yeah. I don't hate anything. I work in law.
I don't hate the debt.
But we fight it through different ways of living and experiments.
We have to create, but we are not proposing anything. We hate the system.
No.
Our system doesn't happen because we don't have one. We don't have a proposal. We all agree on what we don't like. But what are we proposing? Why did the whole Occupy movement collapse when it was so strong? Because it had nothing. We proposed nothing. We had nothing to offer. It had only complaints. We don't like this, we don't like this. Okay, so what do you like?
Because the freedom.
Even these clients.
No. Of course, which political system do you want?
We are doing a logical mistake here. Because this proposal that the guy said, okay, so what they did with the cooperative was to organize better what you do to earn the money that you pay your needs, you meet the business. So if we make a comparison between this cooperative and a social center, we do a mistake.
This is true. That's what I said. It replies to the 8 hours of work.
We should get out of this, and also, now you're doing the second mistake, because you said the cooperative is only about self-employed people. So it's a call to the people not to be anymore employees and become self-employed.
Okay.
So this is a win-win already. So. That's what we are talking about, that they talk about, right?
Hey, so the best place is to go to Pagani. We have places like this that work like that.
I'm lovely paying
No, this is a political proposal because it's a further step.
Yeah, but the networking of Pagani with the other Pagani.
Yes, no. But these people pay taxes and these people not. So
it's covering your basic needs through this system.
Yes.
This is the revolutionary. So whatever you do it in this frame. So
yes, like the concept you take also from Pagaki to tell me the
we don't pay the system any taxes. It's completely different.
I must remember.
Actually, so I just want to say two things. One thought is about money and how money, like for sure, has been the representation of the bill.
so strongly, but yeah, I mean, okay, somehow, like about abolition, like total abolition of money and all this, and I'm not fond of money, I'm not saying this, yeah, but once a friend had told me that money is neutral and it's about the way we use it, and then I had said, okay, this sounds really weird to me, but then after like a time thinking it, I thought that, yeah, like money is a common reference, and it really depends on how we value it. So I don't think that we should just, you know, say that, like, we cannot, like, self-organize and create, issue our own money or reference. Maybe we cannot call it, we can call it not money, but something else. But anyways, it's a reference that facilitates, and that was the smart initial thought around it. But then it became so, like, totally we are exploitative tool, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know, I think we kind of miss one function of this, that is function of humans, like by saying that, you know, we totally hate money, etc. It's how it is and what it is now. So for me that's a bit of a difference. And the second point is that, yeah, like about this thing that it's like like important to fight for your labor rights, and of course it is in a way, but at the same time, like, it's you work for something that can be really against your values, and but you compromise for 8 hours of work, given that there are fights already for some people to work 8 hours, whereas there are so many that don't even work only 8 hours, but many more in really exploitative ways, etc. But the thing is that, like, what, like, most of the jobs made by the system are really within this competitive way of being. So I don't see really, like a liberative or revolutionary or whatever else, human even, humanitarian cause in fighting for that. I mean, it feels like, yeah, I can fight for my job in the state, but then I spend another 8 hours of my time to fight the state, which is, I understand it just in the sense of I'm trying to be resilient and I don't have yet a proposal that is tangible. And in relation to that, was what you said, that we have talked a lot about economy. I mean, yeah, maybe, but like spending years, like in assemblies or talks, etc. I think most of the times we have talked about conceptual things, but yet our ways of life are within like the main systems, like within the main structures of the systems. So we really need to think concretely about things to do, like ways of living in different ways. So that, these are economic tools that are quite maybe new, so we need to understand them more, so we have to spend some time discussing them, apparently. So I think that really it's quite disproportionate so far, that, you know, so much about what is wrong, etc., and what, how to fix it mentally, but not really how to fix it in reality.
Yes, but to put you in the debate, and to put you also in the debate, it is that how is possible, like, our proposals, like, so smart people like you, your proposals to include, again, money. Because the negation of the money and the negation of the exchange is the collapse of the system. Like, the core of a system that is based in exchange and it's based in money, it is, like, the main it's a column of this system stands. So, to use so many smart people to try to find out new proposals, including money system, for me it's a waste of time.
But this really? Is
they are action, it's not just proposal, it's acting. And acting today.
What's the acting?
The acting today, we are in a society that money.
Even though I can trust it,
supports freedom.
To your paradigm, because the paradigm of yours is for real, real poor people in very difficult circumstances. This I can show very great respect, you know, because it is like a way of organizing the people, the communities in very difficult circumstances. But here in Europe,
it's
our proposals, in your society,
yes.
This that you do is revolutionary.
Yes.
But this that you do, like so smart person, you know, like to use, you know, like a monetary system and exchange and work and employment as a proposal for the anarchist movement or what you call movement, I don't know, like, because I speak from the side of the anarchist movement, to use this. Like, because
we need to do something with our life. So we need to do something with your life. I don't which proposal can be with for our life more revolutionary than be free from the state and from the capitalism with our life.
Okay, this was the question I was going to make before. So, supposedly, we disappear from the main system, being in that parallel system, okay? So, is this liberating? Because it's another monetary system. Okay, it's another exchanging system that is in a direct connection with the markets. No?
It is in different ways. Because also you said, I want to be in touch with the normal people. Just the market is also a way to be in touch with the normal people. If you do the market, to buy and sell things using money, it's a way to be in touch with the normal people. You go to a bar and take a beer and you interact with the normal people. You use money for as part of that interaction together with the social space. So that kind of a change can have at least some justification that what you justify to go to the work because it creates social relations. The money go together with social relations in many ways. And if we don't use money, we only put relations to people that don't use money. And this is very small people. So if we want to create something more open and social, we need to use also in the ways that what people use and do it in a different way and try to extend the moment that you use it in a different way and with different currencies and
so
with different ways of work.
A social hacking also.
Yes, relate this with freedom. If you have social relations with a small business that where you going to spend your money, these social relations you can be happy at least to have this money from your autonomy and be able to pay them, not that need to be working for a capitalist for being able to spend this money. And in this kind of social relations, you create. Anyway, and they can inspire them. Perhaps you can ask them that they could accept Filecoin or they could accept a local currency. And these relations are expanded. And perhaps someone is in a cooperative but has no idea about housing cooperative or about health alternative. So there are a lot of knowledge that in these social relations are created beyond money. Well, we are trying to create a way of fair trade that is connected to political movements, that is connected to fight, that is connected to grassroots solidarity, and not just is another kind of business, but is something with political and values meaning.
We are creating
our
sit together in a circle.
Yeah.
We are very few people. So I feel you stand there far from us.
We are going to leave
us. Not the choco that.
Η τράπεζα χρόνου λειτουργεί ακόμα ή έχει κλείσει σε εμάς. Δεν λειτουργήσε σε εμάς.
About the time bound.
Η τράπεζα χρόνου δεν λειτουργήσε. Sorry, αλλά είναι πολύ βασικό. Λειτουργήσε.
Αλλά είναι ένα γείτονας.
Αν περιμένεις την απάντηση, θα την έχεις
κάνει. Δεν τελείωσα. To say an example, for me very very important. I'm not opposite of your idea. Okay,
I believe in economical prospect. I think it's very important in this society. Okay.